and you get the super awkward, I'm not going to be looking at the camera when I'm talking to you, so.
Perfect. I'll probably be looking at myself, so.
Perfect. That sounds about right. Welcome to Mr. Kak and Me. My name's Mr. Kak, and today I'm joined by Trista. Trista is another one of the lovely people I've plucked out of my hometown that still are around and willing to talk to me at any point in time, so I appreciate that.
HPRD.
That's right. The hillbilly pride does run at the deep in these waters. So Trista, before we begin, I typically ask people, hey, explain who you are so that way we can care about you. Trista, I'm not doing that for you because Trista, Miss TLC, whose initials I love almost as much as my own because it actually makes something, so like that's cool. Like it's, you know, TLC is a reference to a couple of things. Tender Love and Care. It is a reference to one of the most amazing things to come out of the 90s in terms of just TLC, the band. And it's also your initial. So I appreciate when things work out that way. I do love my initials, but my initials don't necessarily make anything other than a sound that sounds like another word that people love saying. So
yours are great, but I do prefer mine just a little bit more.
Yours at least can be used in like most settings and it's not inappropriate. Me, it's like when I use it, they're like, your name's Cock. Like, yeah, I guess that's what that is. But so Trista, I'm not going to ask you what you're doing and to elaborate who you are because you've already put it out there for me. Trista is 30s, a dog mom, Virgo, and an Enneagram 1. I'd rather have horror stories than zero stories, says this person on their Instagram account. So we can talk a little bit more about your dog mom life because that does, I feel like I've always associated you with parenting a dog for like the entirety of our 20s and now start of the 30s for us. But what I want to talk about right quick is this Enneagram thing. I had never, I guess, done an Enneagram type test. I feel like after I started looking at the categories, I've done something similar. And it might have been Enneagram, but I don't remember it. It wasn't one of the more preferred for me personality types because, I don't know, it just seemed all very clinical. I'm like, ugh. Tell me I'm like beautiful or something. I don't really want to know actual things. So you're Enneagram type 1. Is that something that you still hold true to?
Oh, for sure. Like I feel as a Virgo, like there's no other option than to be an Enneagram 1. So if you're a Virgo and you're anything else, please help me understand that.
So according to the website I'm looking at, this lists the Enneagram type 1 as the moral perfectionist. Does that sound like you?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
All right, perfect. Core fear, being wrong, bad, evil, inappropriate, unredeemable, or corruptible.
Yeah, the wrong thing for sure.
And then core desire, having integrity, being good, balanced, accurate, virtuous, and right.
Yes.
Core longing, you are good. That's just a message that you apparently want to hear, Trista. And you know what, Trista? You know what, Trista? I'll be damned. You are good.
I am. I am anyway.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not like, very rarely do I just lie to people, Trista. In the 30s, I have less value or reason to lie to anyone. So, I mean,
that's fair.
Like, in the younger years.
I agree to that too.
Younger life, yeah, I lie to everyone. Probably a problem.
Sure.
Probably a chronic problem, Trista. All right, so you've got this type 1 personality. I've also seen another description called the Reformer, and that's where I think I've actually done this assessment before. I just don't remember where I fell, and it's got the Reformer as the rational, idealistic type, principled, purposeful, self-controlled, perfectionist.
Yes, that one.
So I like how this is worded because it's not so, you know, like there's like the strengths quest, and it's like inherently these things that you're good at. This, however, because when you see the word perfectionist, I feel like that carries a negative connotation to it. So I don't think that that's, I'm sure in the actual write-up of this, they're like, a perfectionist may be viewed as negative, but blah, 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 blah. But, but I think that there's a lot about a test that gives you everything where it's good. Never mind. Now that I'm actually looking at all the rest of them, it gives like a sum that might be, you know, you might find this as a negative description. Because, like, the next one down is demonstrative, generous, people-pleasing, possessive. It's like, all right. We were going down a good chain, and then we hit that last one, and things kind of went.
The majority of my friends are actually either a 2 or a 9, like the givers and the peacemakers.
Easygoing, self-effacing type, receptive, reassuring, agreeable, complacent. I love that it starts off so good, and then it's just, what?
You know, like, you gotta take the good and the bad sometimes.
No, that's why I appreciate this. It's not trying to just blow smoke up your ass and tell you that everything's good. But I like the challenger, right? The powerful, dominating type. Self-confident, decisive, willful, confrontational. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Scattered for the enthusiast. Man, this makes me really kind of want to see if I can remember what I was.
I was hoping you knew what yours was, so.
No,
I was trying to place you, but I was like, I'm not sure.
Now I'm all like, man, I don't know.
I could see you probably being like a 3 or a 7, but honestly, I don't know. You're not supposed to like type other people, but you know,
I really want to be, what? I really want to be in a 5, the investigator.
Oh, the investigator, yeah.
The intense cerebral type, perceptive, innovative, secretive, isolated. Maybe the only reason I care about that one is I see the word isolated. I'm like, yeah, let's do that one.
Yeah, that's me. I lean towards that one because I'm like, I could be in the FBI. I should be in the investigator category.
Do you like these kind of assessments? Are you someone that likes, I guess, seeing alignments with like your personality and stuff like that? Is that interesting to you?
Yes, I love doing stuff like that. Like, I think it's a way to learn more about myself in general. And also, I've made a lot of my friends take the Enneagram test, and it's helped me to learn how to like communicate with them better too, like how they see things. And I found that really interesting.
That's very smart. You have such an insightful little group there. And granted, I've interviewed like a third of them by this point. I feel like I have an understanding of the group you're working with. But yeah, no, I think that's very fascinating because you basically did what a lot of circles were in my profession do to help establish an understanding within a team setting dynamic. So it's really interesting to see that used in like an actual relationship side, like actual people. Cause like, you know, your work, you have like your work spouse or whatever, and your friends and work, but then like, if needed to, you could just cut off work. Maybe not you. It seems like your work may have bled into your outside life.
It's a little mixed, but you know, we get it done.
What are you doing work-wise?
So I work in the office for a general contracting company up here, and mostly just keep all the boys in line. It is a full-time job for sure.
Yeah. Are you enjoying that?
Oh, I love it. I love what I do.
Trista,
and it works. It's nice when you work with people you get along with too.
Yeah, I imagine. Again, I forget how I've referred to the group to both Treva and Andy throughout talking to them, but I mean, you guys do seem like a really good like core collective, like because you have like people that work with you, but then you have also this friend group, and then at one point it just kind of bleeds all together.
Right.
And that's pretty awesome because I don't feel like you really see a lot of that.
Well, it does get into danger. Like, it has the potential to get into dangerous territory, I feel like, sometimes. But so far, so good. And me and Andy have been working together. I moved up here in 2016. So ever since then, with no issues. So.
Oh, my gosh. We moved to Fayetteville the same time, Trista?
Did we really?
What month did you get into Fayetteville?
The end of August, early September.
End of September, start of October.
Okay. I barely beat you.
Barely. I was in the process of, I have to get back into Arkansas. We're about to have a child. I can't do this alone type thing.
But, yeah.
But here we are. It's Arkansas. I'm back. Yay.
Go Hogs.
Go Hogs, not the Mizzou I was doing there for about 4 years, which,
yeah,
I don't know. It was fun. Have you lived outside of state? Have you lived outside of the state?
No, not really. I was in like West Memphis, Marion area. Gotcha. For a while, but no, that's about it.
Well, listen, it's terrifying outside of the state. I mean, it's pretty terrifying at times in the state, but like my first winter in Missouri, it was 12 inches of snow. And I'm like, wow,
that's this not is for
hell.
Me.
This is hell. Like, this is hell. Like, I guess I don't know what to do with this.
I don't do snow in general. Like, if it could just be sunny and 75 year round, like that would be nice for me.
Yeah. All right. So Trista, we'll play a game here.
Okay.
So you enjoy life right now. We're not questioning that. My question to you, Trista, right now, in this moment, no consequences, thoughts needed. If you had the ability to do the one thing that you would, I guess, feel the most happy doing, what would you be doing right now, Trista?
I would be traveling the world with a million dogs, probably.
You kind of strike me that way, Trista.
Yeah. Or, you know, interview with Keith Morrison. That'll do, too.
It is wild. Were you or Treva who like introduced that into my life as like, that's someone that you're fascinated by?
It could have been either one of us. That is a pretty standard Friday activity, is watching Dateline in 2020.
It blows
my
mind.
Living that wildlife.
It blows my mind how people are enamored by this man. And then the more I watch, I was like, you know what? Maybe I am too. Like, maybe I want him to make a quippy remark while I'm fighting questions on if I killed someone. Like, have you seen the Bill Hader impression he did on Saturday Night Live?
No, I haven't. Oh, I've heard about it, but I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's so good, Trista. You need to go see.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to check that one out.
And then he went and actually met Keith, and it was like, he's like, I'm so sorry I made this impersonation of you. Keith was fine with it, so it all works out. It all works out, I guess, if you're famous. I guess that's a good thing. Okay, so you would be a traveler. Trista, I hope this doesn't come off offensively. Ooh. You kind of strike me as a free spirit type of person.
Yeah, I am a little bit.
I don't know. Have you always been that way? I've been trying to think back. So I was like, I'm going to ask Trista if she's a free spirit person, because that's how I see her now. But then I tried to think of like when we were like younger through the years. I'm like, did I always think that way?
No, I don't think that I've always been that way. I've always been more of like, just do what you're told when I was younger kind of person. Like, let's just make things simple. Let's do this. But I think now as I've gotten older, I've just really learned who I am and don't care about anything else or to impress anyone.
I think you were hitting some parts of that in high school, because like there was always like this moment where like, no matter what happens in life, I think I can still go talk to Trista and like she'll still be cool with everything. Because like you didn't seem like you were in, there was a lot of petty beefs going around in high school. I'm sure you're aware.
Always.
You never seemed to be at like the center of it. But some of my favorite moments were when you did get agitated, because like an angry Trista was like, it was funny as an outside person. Because I never was the directed target of the anger. So I never had to feel like scared about it, but it was always funny watching a pissed off Trista whenever it just like happened to be. It wasn't often. I didn't get to see that a lot, but there were times where I saw you fired up. I'm like, damn, it's like, she's
yeah,
little,
I have a fiery personality for sure. One of my friends, she's a kindergarten teacher. She said something the other day that made me laugh and felt so relatable to it. She was talking about her kindergartners and she said, they're tiny people with big emotions. And I was like, oh yeah, I understand that for sure.
That is the most one apt description of Trista, but by far the most apt description of children that age. Like I think I like told my son like he couldn't have a chip until after he ate something. And like I could have been ending his world according to him and the emotions he went through in that point. But like falling,
that's how I feel about chips also.
I know. I do too. I didn't fault him. Like, I understood his pain. It's just sometimes I need you to listen, little guy. I don't need a fight. But man, I'm learning how to be a girl dad, and it's, y'all are tough, Trista.
I don't even understand girls, so I don't know how you're doing it.
It's tough, man. She's got so many big emotions at 4, soon to be 5.
Yeah, it's about that time. She's about to be a teenager next.
God, I'm looking forward to it. hoping to build up whatever good karma. I was like trying to think, like, what did mom and dad not do for Christina that led her to be the way she was? Like, how can I?
There's no hope. It doesn't matter what you do. We're going to go through that phase regardless.
It's true. That's true. I mean, we'll see. Hopefully. I just want her to like me for the rest of her life. I just don't want
to. There'll be that time period in her teenage years where she won't like you. That's just inevitable, but like, she'll like you later on.
I can't handle that, Trista. That's not a lifestyle I want to be a part of. Okay. Any other, so Virgo, are you big into the Zodiac stuff? Do you take stock in that?
Well, let me tell you this. I made my friends send me their birth charts, like send me their time they were born and when they were born, and I made a whole color-coded Excel spreadsheet of it. And let me just tell you, I was living my best life doing that.
I don't know what to say.
I don't take it to heart. Like, I'm not like, oh no, like this boy's a whatever, like we can't date, like, or I'm gonna have a bad day because my horoscope's not dope. Like, I'm not like that kind of person, but I just think it's fun. It's just fun to get into.
Yeah. I mean, it's gotta be rooted in something, right? Like, yeah. You don't just like pull a random, all right, Capricorn, you're, I guess, bossy right now. Like, you don't just pull stuff randomly out of your butt. Like, I mean, there has to be some grounding to it, even if the full breadth of it all may come off a bit, like, the stuff that gets, like, put in the newspaper about, like, today you're going to be, like, okay, that's, you're basically Mama Cleo, like, and that's fake, so, like,
but,
I mean, like, the big scale stuff, I mean, clearly there has to be some kind of correlation to people that have, enough people have done that in that birth range that, I mean, maybe it is a thing that people experience. Like, maybe if I was born during this time, I am more prone to be this type of personality.
You'll have to send me your the time you were born and all that stuff, and I'll do yours, and we'll see how it stacks up for you.
Oh, I can't friggin' wait. now I want to like text Reno and Brett and be like, all right, guys. Tell me when you were born, and I'm going to create a Zodiac chart for us and just see the responses I get back in that group text.
How the people, they were not enthusiastic about it, but, you know, they humored me anyway.
Well, that's good. Again, you have a good friend group, Trista.
That's right. I really do.
It seems pretty solid. And y'all went to Margaritaville this weekend?
Yes, we did. Did you even know that existed? Because I did not until we booked it.
Not on Lake of the Ozarks, right?
Right, that's where right.
What? I've been to the Lake of the Ozarks a bunch of times, and I've never known that Margaritaville's out there.
Apparently, it used to be, like, something else. So it's pretty new. Like, I think it said they redid it in 2019 to make it Margaritaville. It used to be, like, some, like, wooded, rustic resort, and now it's just pools and bars, and we had the best time. It was a lot of fun.
I mean, to be fair, while South Missouri definitely has a hokey charm for those that would enjoy a rustic wilderness comfort zone, Osage Beach and the Lake of the Ozarks area, like, come this time, that's where young people go. And I think we just need to it's better when places firmly embrace that they're designed for a more youthful audience than, listen, I love Silver Dollar City. And I don't expect Silver Dollar City to ever change. But, like, the lake maybe should be for the young people.
Right. But on side note, speaking of Silver Dollar City, one of my drunk purchases on New Year's Eve, me and my roommate bought season passes to Silver Dollar City, and it was the best drunk purchase I've ever made in my entire life. I was so excited the next day when I realized what happened.
Yeah, Trista, that's probably the life dream right there, is to just wake up one day and have season passes to Silver Dollar City. It's still so much fun to go. I am counting down the years for when my kids, so it's a double-edged sword. I'm waiting for both my kids to never grow up, but also be old enough to, like, fully enjoy Silver Dollar City.
Yeah.
Because I've rode enough rides that I feel like, man, there's no way my weight can be withstood by this poor, tiny, flying elephant. But my daughter won't ride it unless I'm in there, so let's...
Do you think they'll do, like, roller coasters and stuff when they get older?
I mean, they probably will. I hate roller coasters. The only roller coaster I know, the only roller coaster I really like is Fire in the Hole, and that's just because it's not a. It's one, it's pitch black, so I can't see anything.
You don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, like, oh gosh. It's gotten worse since I'm older now. It feels like just the littlest amount of spin, and you've pretty much ruined whatever day you want to have with me, because I'm going to be flat on my back, done. But no, I like the water rides. And while I know, like, the Lost River of the Ozarks isn't there anymore, they've replaced it with something that, like, constantly breaks, I still am all about that life. It's like Mystic Rivers or Mystic Falls.
Yeah, I went on it the last, like, we went a couple months ago, we went on it. It was not broken when we were there, but...
It was broken when we were there, but I couldn't ride it anyway, so I was just like, good, good, good karma right there. Keep it broken. Keep it broken for another couple years. But, like, I like that one or the, there was, like, the log flume. I really miss, from our childhood, Magic Springs down in the Hot Springs area.
Barely remember that.
Oh, they had this, it was basically just, like, a log flume ride. So, it was, like, the little, like, one-seater with, like, three seats stacked up. And, like, you get in it, and it, like, just a cozy little travel through the water. And then you eventually go up the slow clicking hill, and then you stop at the top, and then, like, there's always a camera position halfway down, and it's just your ass barreling straight head first into whatever nasty greenish brown water lays before you, and then you go and see, like, the little, like, photo booth area, and, like,
pictures are my favorite.
No one looks acceptable, even though there's always, like, that one creepy person that has, like, a perfect smile picture going on. Like, I don't know, like, what deals they made with what devil, but, like, that's weird. You should be looking out of sorts when that camera flashes. Well, interesting. I am glad to hear another lover of Silver Dollar City.
Always.
Just something about those kind of country renditions of current popular music that just gets me so jazzed to walk around.
Just the weight of my heart.
I forget. There was, like, a... Oh my gosh, it was like a Britney song playing. I was like, wait a minute, that's not... I thought we were supposed to play, like, old-timey stuff here.
But I should be slapping my knee and stuff.
Yeah, but it's Britney, bitch, so it is what it is.
Right.
And they freed her, so, I mean, like, it's even better at this point, like, hopefully. I think they freed her. I don't... Did you get into the whole Free Britney stuff?
I was watching her videos and stuff. I don't really understand what's going on. I know her dad stepped down, but I don't know if that really means that she's free or if someone else is in that position. Yeah. I'm unsure.
Yeah, so I think the conservatorship is still on. So it's just, I think it moves to what she was actually asking for. So she actually, I don't think technically was asking to be out of the conservatorship, because I think it's probably too big of an ask at this point. I don't know how any of that stuff works. I think she was asking for a bank entity to take over in his stead, and I think that's what they'll probably move to now. I hope, right? I watched a documentary on it, and I'm like, this is the most interesting documentary I've watched in a while.
It's so bizarre. Like, even crazy people, like, she should be free to do, like, make her own bad choices. We all do, right?
Yeah. Just finding out that this was a thing that existed, and, like, getting to that point is, like, a nuclear option for your life, because, like, it's so hard to get back the rights of being a full-grown adult again, even though she's older than us, right?
Yeah, maybe, like, 37, maybe? I don't know, I might have made that up.
It's so weird that she's like not that much older than us. Her and people like LeBron James, who are not that much older than us, that are, like, incredibly famous and rich and all that stuff, kind of upsets me a little bit every day.
I think about that, like, with, like, sports athletes and stuff. I'm like, dang, they're like 10 years younger than me and just killing it.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes is probably what, like, 24,
something
10 years
like
younger than us, and he is worth $500 million.
It's insane.
Makes me want to throw up sometimes, I think. It's like, why does my life not have the same dollar value as everyone else?
What did I do wrong?
The Paul brothers. Do you like the Paul? Do you know who Jake and Logan Paul are?
No, I do not.
They were YouTube influencers turned boxers. They're boxing now.
I don't keep up with, like, the boxing stuff, really.
Well, I didn't really care too much about them. Apparently, they used to make some, like, YouTube videos, and, like, they'd always get into some drama. But then the oldest brother was dating, I forget what her real name is, but she was on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I really liked her as an actress, and she, like, always seemed like a good person, and then, like she's dating Logan Paul. I'm like, oh, no, like, has she done drugs? Like, what's going on with her life? I hope she's okay.
Are they on TikTok? Otherwise, I probably wouldn't know who they are.
You know, they probably are, but, like, there's probably a reason why your sphere of TikTok, like, why your talk hasn't ventured into the Paul brothers
talk.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, right now they're just punching people for money, I think. I don't know.
I don't get that job.
Screw that. How do I get to be the guy that gets punched by the guy that has no business being in a boxing ring and receive money? Because, like, all these people that fight him, whether they win or lose, get paid. And they probably get paid handsomely. I would love for some ridiculously undeserving celebrity to beat me up for money. I would put that in my resume 24/7. Like, that
goes in your Instagram profile
for real. Any celebrity looking for just a sack of meat to punch,
your man right here.
As long as you're giving me a good paycheck, I don't give a crap. I will make it look either as good or bad as you deem it to want to look.
Like, it depends on how well you pay. That's how.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, you try to stiff me, I might actually try to box. I don't have much. I don't have much, but that's where I'm dangerous, Trista. I have nothing to lose.